From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Can black people be unabashedly proud to be American? Some people point to slavery, racism, and ongoing discrimination and say they would never claim this nation as their own. But other folks will point to moments in black history that show patriotic zeal under the most difficult of circumstances. There's Crispus Attucks, the first man to die in the American Revolution back in 1770, and of course the many men and women who have served in wars over the years. Today, the question of black patriotism has come front and center in national politics, especially for Barack Obama. His former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, got heat for his stinging critique of America.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people.
It has made some people question Obama's allegiance to the nation. So how do black Americans reconcile experiences with racism on the one hand and pride in our national identity on the other hand? Joining me now is Roger Wilkins. He's the author of Jefferson's Pillow, The Founding Fathers and the Dilemma of Black Patriotism. He's also the Clarence J. Robinson Professor of History and American Culture at George Mason University. We've also got Farrah Jasmine Griffin. She's a professor of English and African American Studies at Columbia University. Farrah and Roger, welcome.
Thank you.
So in my introduction, I set up this dichotomy between the people who feel patriotism doesn't take into account America's failings and other folks who say that you have got to claim your place on this soil as your birthright. So, Professor Wilkins, you've said you consider yourself to be a patriotic American. You've also written extensively about some of this nation's worst moments when it came to the treatment of black people. So how do you and other black Americans who consider yourselves patriots explain your pride in this nation, even though you believe this nation has sometimes put black folks through hell?
I can't speak for other Americans. I can only speak for myself. Two things quickly. First of all, I was a kid during World War II, 9 years old when Pearl Harbor occurred, 13 years old when we bombed, atom bombed Japan. War propaganda is at about the level of a 12-year-old. And so the war propaganda got me. That was one part of it. But the much more complex part is this. My ancestors helped build this country and helped build the wealth of this country. They may have been enslaved workers, but their backs and their blood went into this country. My great-grandparents were Mississippi field slaves, and they were tenant farmers until they died in the 1910s. I can't. This was their country. They believed that someday their grandchildren and great-grandchildren would enjoy freedom. I wouldn't be here without the strength and determination of those people. And they were Americans with an American promise in their heads, and I think it's my obligation to help deliver that promise.
Professor Griffin, now you have described black patriotism as complicated but not naive. Can you explain what you mean?
Certainly. I think that the majority of African Americans have expressed pride in their nation and a form of patriotism, but it's not a blind patriotism. For instance, they haven't been blind to our nation's support at times of something like apartheid in South Africa, and they certainly haven't been naive about the ways that the government itself has not always acted in their best interests. It's acted despicably towards them at times, but I think that there's always been this belief in a hope for the possibilities of our nation and a belief that the nation could change, that the very Constitution itself is elastic enough to make it change. And so that's the kind of patriotism I'm talking about when I say complex but not naive.
In February, Michelle Obama was stumping for Barack in Wisconsin when she made this statement about her own patriotism.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change.
You know, Dr. Griffin, why did that statement of national pride draw so many critics for Michelle and for the entire Obama campaign?
Well, I think it's for this very sort of naive sense of what patriotism constitutes, that statements like that are automatically seen as un-American or unpatriotic. And I think that for many people, not just many African-American people, but for many people, there have been moments in our nation's history that we are not proud of. We cannot be proud of the genocide of Native Americans, for instance, that there are moments when we aren't proud, but that we nonetheless stake a claim in the nation and believe in it. To believe in it and be pro-American doesn't mean that we're proud of any and everything that we've done, but I think that that's why people misread Michelle Obama's comments.
Well, let's talk about the other side of the dichotomy in black opinion. More than a century and a half ago, Frederick Douglass delivered a stunning 4th of July speech. We have a snippet of NPR's Tony Cox reading from that speech.
What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your prayers and hymns, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, a thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages.
Now, on the surface, this could be read as anti-American. Roger, in your book, Jefferson's Pillow, The Founding Fathers and the Dilemma of Black Patriotism, you write at the end that Douglass was, quote, a giant in the great American tradition, flipping the idealism of the Founding Fathers and using it to help strengthen democracy. So why have African Americans, in critique, sometimes held on to the idea that America can change and also that we have to be the agents of that change?
Well, you know, it's only the yahoos who believe that in order to be patriotic, you have to jump up and down, wave the flag, and agree with everything the government has ever done in the history of the world. That's really stupid. I think Frederick Douglass was one of the greatest Americans because he used democratic practice and democratic ideals to improve the country. And one of the reasons that I am a patriot is that I have seen this country. I was born in segregation in a segregated hospital in a segregated town in a segregated state, Missouri. My first educational experience was a one-room segregated schoolhouse. This country has changed so much in the 76 years that I've lived in it, and it's changed because of people who had the spirit of Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and Thurgood Marshall and Martin King and all of their white allies, and they've made the country better for blacks, better for gays and lesbians, better for women. The country that I live in now is so much fairer and so much more decent than the country I was born into, and the struggle has been my struggle. I've been in those struggles, and I've helped change the nation, and so... Yeah, I'm patriotic, but I surely don't believe that we're a perfect country when I was born, and it's not a perfect country now.
Professor Griffin, I want to turn to another aspect of this, which is like who can critique when. You know, black folks have been critiquing America for centuries. Even today, musicians and comedians are complicating the way that we think about America. There's the now defunct TV show Dave Chappelle. He really pushed political boundaries. He once called himself Black Bush and poked fun at the president's reasons for going to war in Iraq.
I got a coalition of the willing. I got 40 nations ready to roll, son.
Like who?
Like who? England, Japan's sending PlayStations. Stankonia said they are willing to drop bombs over Baghdad. Africa Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation. That means I am not doing this by myself, and I'm not disrespecting the UN. Go sell some medicine, b****s.
All right, that's Chappelle, and boy, do I miss him. But, you know, Kanye West had his harsh words for George Bush shortly after Katrina. A lot of white people resonated with those. So is there a sense that certain people can say certain things and other folks can't, depending on the context?
Well, I think that certainly comedy, you know, is a place where we can touch upon dangerous things, you know, and that there's humor that we can make people laugh about it. I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind in this current moment is that there's also a lot of politics being played, and that's not often an arena where we can have these kinds of difficult, serious conversations. Comedy and the arts have often been a place where we could at least broach subjects that are more difficult in, you know, a more serious context.
Is there something, Professor Wilkins, about the very nature of political campaigning that makes everything suspect, including black patriotism?
Well, I think that politics, as it's played in this country, brings out the worst in us, which is, I think, why Barack Obama has been so surprisingly successful, because he's preaching to the best in us. And I think that the way people struggle and argue, for instance, Mark Penn today just dismissed the endorsement of Obama by Bill Richardson as if, well, it's beyond time and he's not a big person anyway. The Clinton campaign was busting its back to get that guy to endorse them. But this is just nasty. It's often almost like sandlot arguments, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, we're going to have to end it there, unfortunately. Professor Wilkins, Professor Griffin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger Wilkins is the author of Jefferson's Pillow, The Founding Fathers, and the Dilemma of Black Patriotism. He's also the Clarence J. Robinson Professor of History and American Culture at George Mason University. And Farah Jasmine Griffin is Professor of English and African American Studies at Columbia University.